There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to MLB DFS Quick Hits. This is your Friday, May 12th edition. Hope everybody had a good Thursday and is ready for the weekend. We have a 15-game MLB slate tonight, absolutely locked and loaded with action for us today. Pitching is interesting, to say the least. We have two guys over 10K that we will not be using. Let's just put it that way. But that won't stop us from getting it done. There's some decent arms below the 10K range. Last night, pitching was outstanding. You saw Greinke go crazy. Keuchel, Estrada gave up a two-run homer in the first. Everyone's probably sweating. I told you, he's going to have a little issue. It's what he does. And then he pitches. He limits damage. And he got 8Ks and got it done. Cheap arms, Holland, that was a disaster. In the first inning, there was two outs. He had two strikes on each batter that got to him. It's just frustrating. But if you pitched Perez or Richards in Texas, that worked out pretty well for a punt play. So everything was pretty decent last night. Loved Napoli double-donging. Smoke had a big day at first. Good offense all around. Coors did Coors things. But tonight, we can attack Coors. We can attack a lot of places because pitching is another bleak road we will gamble on. But first, let's take a look at the totals. This will tell you how bleak the road is. All but two games tonight have an 8.5 total or higher. Houston at New York, 8. Philadelphia, Washington Nationals, 8.5. Seattle, Toronto, 8.5. Minnesota, Cleveland, 8.5. Tampa Bay, Boston, 8.5. Atlanta, Miami, 8.5. You have Oakland, Texas, 9.5. Mets, Brewers, 9. Padres, White Sox, 8.5. Cubs, Cardinals, 8.5. Orioles, Royals, 8.5. Dodgers, Rockies, and Coors Fields, only 9.5. Pirates, Diamondbacks, 9.5. Tigers, Angels, 8.5. Reds, Giants, 7.5. Just so you know, the Philadelphia-Washington game come game time right now looks like 85% to 100% chances of rain. So that one's looking pretty weak. There's going to be a lot of storms in the northeast this weekend, so beware of that. And there's kind of very light scattered showers in the Midwest today of those games, but all is below 10%. Knock on wood, it won't be some BS like that Nats-Orioles game last night that wasn't even any rain in the area, and they postponed the game. And that killed some big lineups I had. That was very frustrating. But let's take it on to the pitching for tonight's slate. We're skipping Johnny Cueto. He's at home against Cincy. Better atmosphere, but he's just been very hittable this year. If he pitches great at 12-6, go for it. Kershaw and Coors, we will let that one go. He got destroyed there earlier this year, and he's just, like we've said it before, he's getting it done, but he's just not consistent enough. So we'll avoid Coors tonight. And we'll kick it off with Rick Porcello at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. Porcello, 3.95 ERA, 1.32 whip, coming off 7 innings of 1 run, 6 Ks against the Minnesota Twins, 6 or more strikeouts in 3 straight starts. He has 20 or more DraftKings points in 4 straight. I will take 20 right now. Scary part, his worst start of the year was against Tampa at home at 4 1/3 innings, 8 earned, and 5 Ks. Tampa does have those lefty bats we love. If you want to use Tampa bats, I have no problem with that at all. You have Porcello striking out almost 22% of the batters he's facing, and the Rays are striking out about 26% of the time against right-handed pitching. So that's one thing we love a ton, is if Porcello can just limit the damage, he's going to get the strikeouts, get us 20-plus points, because there's bats for days tonight. We will get the points elsewhere. Don't focus on the big point totals on the mound tonight. Just get 20 or more and walk away. When it comes to the Rays, they have an implied team total of 3.87, which is rather low for tonight's slate. And Porcello isn't giving righties and lefties, neither one's hitting over 300 against them. So he's got to roll the dice and hope you keep the Rays in the ballpark. But I have no problem. There's some guys with some good past history against Porcello with the Rays. If you believe in BVP, you have the likes of, where were they? Brad Miller's taken him deep four times. Logan Morrison's 10 for 24 with three doubles and a homer. Dickerson 7 for 22, Souza 7 for 23, Longoria 11 for 47. There's some pop and some past history in that lineup, so it's definitely dicey to say the least, but I like Porcello at $9,700. Moving down the list, Danny Duffy, $8,600 at home against the Kansas City Royals. Duffy has been very frustrating. He's GPP only, but the upside's there. He just hasn't had the strikeouts the last three games, 2-3-2, which is against Cleveland and two against the White Sox. But the two White Sox, they blew him up, and we were all over that. But prior to those White Sox games, he was phenomenal in Texas, at home against the Angels, at Houston, and at Minnesota. Great in all four of those starts. And he had the strikeouts to go with it, 8-8, 13, and then two against Minnesota. So we know the velocity's been down, but he's still not getting hit hard all over the place, and the Orioles are dreadful against left-handed pitching. Duffy striking out almost 24% of the batters he's facing, thanks to those early starts, I believe. And the Orioles are striking out 25% of the time against left-handed pitching. When it comes to the Baltimore Orioles, they have an implied team total of 4.22. Lefties are hitting 216 off of Duffy. Righties 325. So, you know, the Orioles do have a right-handed heavy lineup. They just so far haven't hit them. Can they break out at any moment? Sure, Trumbo's heating up, it looks like. Machado's always there. But as a team, they are not the best against left-handed pitching. So GPP gamble with Danny Duffy. Another gamble tonight would be Ervin Santana at $8,200 at the Cleveland Indians. Ervin Santana's having a heck of a year. He got a boot shoved up his rear end his last time out against Boston. Six innings, five hits, six earns. You have four home runs to the Boston Red Sox. Four in three, four, and five. Was it five starts before that? Six starts before that, he had a total of two home runs given up. So definitely his worst start of the year. Prior to that, he's been dealing. He had an ERA below one. It's still 1.72. Boston, it's just dicey. Now he's playing Cleveland. We know Cleveland can rake. They're striking out 22% of the time against right-handed pitching. They have an average, above-average league WOBA of 3.32. Very dicey play in Cleveland, not in Minnesota. But he's been great, and he's going up against Tomlin. So GPP play nonetheless. Patrick Corbin of the Arizona Diamondbacks going up against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Corbin, $8,100. We saw Greinke deal last night. Now Corbin's coming from the left side. His best starts this year have been at home against Colorado, 6 1/3, two hits, no earned, 6 Ks against San Diego, 7 innings, two earned, 9 Ks. He even pitched good at San Diego. And then at home against Cleveland, 6 innings, four hits, no earned, 3 Ks. So he's pitched extremely well at home this year. That slider has been outstanding. His strikeout rate has gone, besides his last start at Colorado, prior starts, 6, 9, and 8, has just been lights out good. Going up against the Pirates, who have a below league average WOBA against left-handed pitching, they're striking out almost 23% of the time against lefties. They are a right-handed heavy lineup for the most part. There's no doubt about that. They've improved their hitting against left-handed pitching the last few weeks. There's no doubt about that either. $8,100, though, worth a little bit of a gamble, to say the least. Next up, Miguel Gonzalez of the Chicago White Sox, $8,000 against the San Diego Padres. Miguel Gonzalez last time out against at Baltimore, 6 2/3, 2 earned, 5 Ks. Got beat up at Detroit prior to that, but then we rolled with him against Kansas City, at the Yankees, at Cleveland, against Minnesota. He was great in all those starts. So hopefully he's back on the saddle. And most importantly, he's facing the San Diego Padres. Dreadful, dreadful team. Miguel Gonzalez striking out about 17% of the batters he's facing, while the Padres strike out about 25% of the time. Extremely low WOBA as a team against right-handed pitching. So Miguel Gonzalez at 8K on a night like tonight. San Diego implied team total of 4.07. I will roll the dice on that one. If you want to roll some more dice, we got Scotty Feldman at the San Francisco Giants. Feldman coming off a complete game shutout against the Giants. Where obviously a complete game. 9 innings, 4 hits, no earned, 5 Ks. 5Ks, 3Ks, 5Ks, 4Ks, his last 4 starts. He's not the biggest strikeout arm on the planet consistently, but nice transition from Cincinnati to San Francisco ballpark-wise. Giants offense is just bad. You know, they played okay in – no, they didn't even play okay in New York. I can't even sugarcoat it. They only scored 2 runs again last night. Feldman striking out 17.5% of batters he faces, while the Giants are striking out over 20% of the time and have a below-league average, like dreadful team WOBA against righties at 275. Yes, we know Feldman can get hit around. There's no hiding that. But first off, the game total is 7.5. Giants team total is 4.1. Feldman's in a very interesting spot. He's going up against Cueto, which kind of sucks. But definitely an interesting gamble there. Will be very low owned. Next up, the guy that's happiest for a rainout last night is Dylan Bundy. He gets to go from facing the Nationals to now facing the Royals in pitcher-friendly Kansas City Coffin Stadium. He's $7,500. He's in play for us tonight. 3 earned runs or less in, I believe, every start this year, like I told you guys. Yeah, every start this year. Strikeouts are always a concern with Bundy. We got to get that number back up. But going against the Royals, Bundy striking out. He's still striking out 20.3% of the batters he's facing, which seems odd to me. Royals are striking out over 21% of the time in a WOBA of 284. Very bad versus right-handed pitching. Bundy is in a really good spot tonight in Kansas City. Don't mind him at all. Now, if you want to gamble with your punt plays, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. You got Jalees Chacin, $6,600 at the White Sox. Yes, Jalees Chacin, that Jalees Chacin. Very, very scary Jalees Chacin. Striking out 18.6% of the batters he's facing, while the White Sox are striking out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 274 WOBA. They're as bad as the Giants and strike out more than the Giants against right-handed pitching. They're very bad against right-handed pitching. Now, I know Jalees Chacin is bottom-of-the-barrel right-handed pitching. I get it. But when you want to gamble on a GPP at $6,600, that's the gambles you make. Am I saying go all in? No, do not go all in on Jalees Chacin. But if you want to get weird and you want to stack really expensive bets, I'm giving you an option. That's all I'm here to do is give you options, and this is one. The other one is Eddie Butler, $5,200 at the Cardinals. Butler getting called up to pitch for the Cubs. I am a big Butler fan. I know he did not fare well in the bigs with the Rockies, but a lot of that was in Coors Field. Not all, but a lot. And B, sometimes you just need to change the scenery. And I'm not wanting you to, but you can go back on my timeline in the offseason when he got dealt to the Cubs. I tweeted, oh, here's their next Jake Arrieta project, because this guy was an uber high prospect, very talented arm, and he has looked the part in the minors to start the season. He has looked great. Let me grab this real quick. He's, like I said, with Colorado, 6.50 ERA in 3 seasons combined. But so far, a 1.17 ERA and 5 starts in AAA and 30 2/3 inning. Outstanding. A 2.28 batting average against. We're talking the PCL, which the ball flies out of for starters. Now, I know this Cardinals, Butler can get hit by lefties pretty well. But it's the Cardinals. You got Carpenter and a few others. We know they're not world beaters. They've heated up. There's no doubt about that. They've heated up. It's a scary situation. But Butler at $5,200, there is value to him. Could he go get shelled and revert back to his Coors days? No doubt about it. But he's looked great in AAA, the best he's looked in a long time. And telling you, sometimes a new system, a new pitching coach, some tweaking, things change. And I would not be surprised if he goes and throws five or six really good innings out there. Wouldn't be surprised if he gets shelled in 2 2/3, but $5,200, fun gamble. So there's your pitching. Rick Porcello, $9,700 at versus Tampa Bay. Duffy, $8,600 versus Baltimore. Santana, $8,200 at Cleveland. Patrick Corbin, $8,100 versus Pittsburgh. Gonzalez, $8,000 versus San Diego. Feldman, $7,800 at SF. Bundy, $7,500 at Kansas City. Chacin, $6,600 at the White Sox. Butler, $5,200 at St. Louis. I'd use a little. I like Porcello. I'm on the wall with Duffy. I'm on the wall with Santana. I like Corbin. I like Miguel Gonzalez. I like Feldman. I like Bundy. That foursome range in the middle there leaves you a lot of leverage. They're not high strikeout arms, but they're very intriguing arms. Butler's a nice pump play. You could go Chacin if you want to. Porcello, I think, is in for a good start tonight. It's just those Tampa bats, they're hot, and you know how those lefties can rake, and especially in Boston, a lot can happen. But Porcello, I do like him tonight. You're going to have a couple innings where you're going to squirm, but I do like Porcello. Don't get scared off by him. But that middle range, you can do a lot of damage between $7,500 and $8,600. A lot of damage. Let's talk damage. Let's talk bats. Catchers. Let's get to the top first. I always do this where I keep it in the middle. To the top, you got Gary Sanchez versus Lance McCullers at $4,500. Yasmani Grandal facing the righty Tyler Chatwood at $4,500 in Coors. Evan Gaddis versus the lefty Montgomery at $3,900 is definitely in play. Buster Posey against Scott Feldman at $3,700. Remember, Posey, catcher, first base eligible. He had Thursday night off. Expect him back in your lineups. Yadier Molina against Eddie Butler. Yadier swinging a good stick. He's 36. One thing you will notice, a lot of these price tags have gone up in positions that are just more what the F DraftKings. You got Francisco Cervelli against the lefty Corbin at 36. Riamuto against Foltynewicz at $3,600. Alex Avila, first base catcher eligible at $3,500 versus Shoemaker. Shoemaker is number 17 on the bottom 25 barrel FIP numbers. 5.1 FIP when he's barreled up 5.52% of the time. He's walking almost 13% of the batters he's facing this year. So Tigers, if they weren't already in play for you, they definitely are now. So keep them in mind. Moving on from Avila, we have Stephen Vogt, $3,500 at home against Andrew Trashner. Trashner has been doing it with smoke and mirrors. Both sides are hitting him great. He's just somehow leaving guys on base. He's due to get blown up. A's price tags reflect it tonight. And yeah, definitely in play tonight. We got Matt Wieters, $3,500 versus Pivetta, but Philly Washington, like I said, likely rain out. I'd be really surprised if they get that in. Salvi Perez, $3,400 versus Bundy. Wilson Contreras has been extremely, extremely inconsistent. Miguel Montero's catching, I don't mind him at $3,400. Moving on down the list, Sandy Leon, $3,300 versus Cobb. James McCann, $3,300 versus Shoemaker. We love him against lefties. He's hitting righties lately. He's hitting really well right now for the Tigers. Jet Bandy, $3,200 versus Harvey. Pena's 28. They started spacing those guys out finally. You got Jason Castro from Minnesota. He's 3,100 versus Tomlin. Definitely in play in that one. And I remember looking at this last night, and there's not a ton of value at the catcher's position. So I think that'll just about do it after Pena. You can go Austin Hedges if you want at 27 versus Miguel Gonzalez for a roll of the dice there. And then you got your Mets bats with Plawecki and Rivera down in the 2,600-2,500 range for your uber punt plays, which, you know, against Matt Garza in Milwaukee, not the worst thing, even though Garza's, he was almost a GPP option. I just can never back that man, but he's getting it done. His ERA's below 3 for crying out loud, but lefties crush him. And so you got Bruce and Conforto and those guys. It's a scary position he's in Milwaukee tonight, but he's dodged that bullet every game so far this year. First base, Goldschmidt against Glasnow at 5,300. Arizona definitely in play tonight. Anthony Rizzo versus Leake at 4,900. Rizzo has good past history against Leake. Bellinger in Coors, first base outfield eligible at 4,900. You got Zimmerman against Pivetta at 4,900. Thames against Harvey. Thames will be 4,800. Harvey gets hit around a ton by a lot of people, so this is a nice spot tonight for Milwaukee. Jose Abreu against Chacin, 47. Frederick Freeman against Urena at 4,700 bucks. Freddie Freeman, very nice play. Jay Bruce, first base outfield eligible at 4,600. His past history against Matt Garza is very, very nice. Let me grab that for you really quick here. I wanted to bring that one up because that one stood out like a sore thumb earlier. There it is. Jay Bruce, 12 for 33 with four doubles and three home runs against Matthew Garza. So he sees him well. Now he's in Milwaukee, that ballpark. Matt Carpenter, 4,500 versus Butler. Like I said, Butler can get hit around by lefties. Carp is in play. You got Mark Reynolds, 4,500 versus Kershaw. Definitely worth a look there. I have no problem with a Rocky stack. Kershaw gets hit around in Coors. Curveballs, sinkers, those kind of off-speed pitches. Sinker's not as much an off-speed pitch, but you know what I'm saying? They don't move. The curveball doesn't curve like it does, and Kershaw needs that. He got beat up his last time there, given he has had better starts than most in Coors, so I'm not discounting that. But don't be afraid to play Rocky's bats. It's like Ian Desmond, 4,400, first base outfield eligible. Yeah, Carlos Santana versus Irvin Santana, 4,300. Miguel Cabrera, 4,300. Will Myers, 4,200. Man, this is loaded tonight. Kenneth Vargas is even a great play. He's 4,100. Vargas is a switch hitter, I believe. Yeah, he's a switch hitter. 4,100 bucks. He's got supreme power, and Tomlin loves to give up the long ball. Joey Votto, 4,100. I go elsewhere tonight, but Votto's always in play if you really want to dig deep. And he's just a great hitter. Crush Davis, I'd avoid tonight. But Yonder Alonso, here's one of those price bumps. The guy has been on fire. We've been talking about him forever as your value first baseman. He's up to $3,800 now. That's still too cheap for him against Andrew Kashner, but he might be chalky tonight. Just throwing that out there, even though there's a ton of great options on top of him. I have no problem stacking him with the A's. Just buyer beware. You got Trey Mancini, first base outfield eligible for Baltimore, facing a lefty and Duffy at 3,700. Mancini hits lefties extremely well. If you're stacking Orioles, make sure he's in your lineup. TJ Rivera's price has skyrocketed. He's first base, third base eligible. He was back like 27, 2,800 bucks all last week. Well, he's been batting second for the Mets and playing well. He's up to $3,700 now. That value's gone because I haven't seen a ton of home runs from him. He's been more of a singles, score some runs, get me like 6 to 10 point guy. If I'm paying $3,700 bucks at first base, I'll pay $3,800 for Yonder Alonso or something. Ryan Healy, $3,700 versus Kashner. I mentioned Posey. Justin Smoke is in play again. Bergman making the spot start for Seattle, the former Rockies pitcher. He's $3,600. Smoke, I told you, he's been on fire the last few weeks, and he proved it again yesterday. Logan Morrison, who's been swinging a hot stick, he's $3,600 against Porcello. Another really nice-looking play there. Brandon Belt went deep last night. He's first base outfield eligible at $3,600. Another solid play. Some really good looks here tonight. Wilmer Flores better against a lefty than a righty, but he's only $3,500. Yuli Gurriel against the lefty Montgomery's $3,400. Good gracious, first base is just loaded. The list goes on and on and on. It looks like I might. Oh, there's the one I was looking for. Here's your value first baseman of the night. He's $3,100 bucks, and he's facing Mike Foltynewicz, who lefties love to hit. Justin Bour. He's been swinging it really well of late. Lefties, like I said, rake Folty. I wish it was in Atlanta, it'd be even better. But Justin Bour, $3,100 bucks, will be your value first baseman of the night. Let's head over to the second base position after that loaded first base, just ridiculously loaded. Second base, barring no rainout, Daniel Murphy, 5,200. You got Jose Altuve versus the lefty Montgomery at 51. Altuve against anybody, especially lefties, are great. LeMahieu, 49 versus Kershaw. Dozier, 47 versus Tomlin. Rougned Odor, 46 versus Jesse Hahn. Lefties have hit Hahn very, very well, so the lefties in that Texas order are in play. Robinson Cano was a late scratch last night. He's day-to-day. He's 4,600 versus Biagni. You got Jed Jerko, 4,400, second base, third base eligible. Don't forget Chris Taylor for the Dodgers at 44. Dustin Pedroia, 4,300 versus Cobb. The left-handed bat of Neil Walker versus Garza at 4,300. Johnny Villar at 42. Jason Kipnis kind of swinging. He's 4K, but I go Jose Ramirez, second base, third base eligible at 4K. Colt Wong 4K, Brad Miller's 4K, Ian Kinsler's 4K, that 4K range, my God. You got D. Gordon, $3,900. Josh Harrison versus the lefty and Corbin, second base, third base eligibles, $3,800. We like our Josh Harrison versus a lefty. Don't forget about him. Cesar Hernandez, it likely rain out, but $3,600. Jonathan Scope, $3,500 versus Duffy. Lefties can hit Gonzalez. Miguel Gonzalez pretty well, so Yoenis Solarte of the Padres is $3,500. Here's another price hike. Jed Lowry of the A's against Cashner is up to $3,400. Still don't mind him. Don't mind him at all. As we go down the rabbit hole at second base, that'll just about do it for us. Yep, that'll do it. Let's head over to the third base position, which is top heavy as always. Justin Turner against Chatwood, 51. Arenado versus Kershaw at 49. Arenado, good past history against Clayton. Chris Bryant, 4,800 against Leak. You have Manny Machado, 4,700 against Duffy. Already mentioned Machado versus Duffy. Jake Lamb at home against Tyler Glasnow is outstanding. Price tag's up to 4,600. DraftKings catching on to that one, too. Thanks. There's a good play. Miguel Sano, 4,500. He went yard on his 24th birthday last night. He's in play again today. Joey Gallo, lefties versus Hahn, 4,500. Mentioned Jericho already. Got Jose Reyes, third base shortstop eligible versus Matt Garza at 4,200. Reyes swinging it well. Swinging it really well. Kyle Seager, 4,100. You can go with the Todd Father at 39. Mentioned lefties versus Miguel Gonzalez. Ryan Schimpf, $3,900. Go Longo versus Porcello at 39. Travis Shaw versus Matt Harvey. He's up to $3,900. Definitely in play there. Go Plouffe versus Cashner at 3,800. Mentioned Josh Harrison already. Marwin Gonzalez, he's a switch hitter. He's third base outfield eligible against Montgomery at 3,700. Mike Moustakas versus Bundy's 36. Not the worst play. NL Escobar, 3,500 versus Zimmerman. Jordan Zimmerman is the number one worst, bottom 25, barrel FIP player right now in baseball. 6.49 FIP when he's barreled up. Fielding independent play when barreled up. He's barreled up 8.9% of the time, which is second highest on this list. I don't know if it's second highest overall, but I'm assuming pretty darn close. So lots of loud outs or loud contact versus Zimmerman. And when they do, usually ends well. So the Angels are extremely sneaky tonight. Very sneaky. I'm not saying go all in because it's the Angels and we know what they do, but Zimmerman gets beat up a lot. Like here, Louis Valbuena, first base, third base eligible, $3,400. The power in Valbuena, the hard contact he can make off Zimmerman, definite home run potential in Valbuena tonight. No one's going to play him. No one's playing the Angels outside of Mike Trout. So just throwing that one out there to you. Little gift to the pod. You got Chase Headley, 33 versus McCullers. Corey Spangenberg, he's been swinging it well since getting the recall. He's third base outfield eligible, another left-handed bat in the middle of that Padres order at 3,200. Not like well, but pretty well. Matt Davidson, 3,100 versus Chacin. And that'll take us towards the end of your third base position. Let's go to the shortstop, where it's always a mystery. You got Corey Seager, 5,500 versus Chatwood. Trey Turner, do not pay over 5K for Trey Turner. He's just not worth it right now outside of Coors Field. Carlos Correa, 4,900 versus Montgomery. Xander Bogaerts, 4,700 versus Cobb. He started the season stealing bases. He's stealing bases again recently, and Derek Norris can't throw out anybody. So Bogaerts' value goes up a bit this series against Tampa Bay. Francisco Lindor, 4,600 versus Santana. Segura, 4,500 versus Biagni. Like both of them. I mentioned Jose Reyes already. Chris Owings versus Glasnow, 4K. See if Asdrubal Cabrera's in the lineup. Those lefties versus Garza, I keep saying it. He's 4,100. Would be a good look. You got Didi Gregorius, 3,700. Hernan Perez, 3,700. Outfield shortstop eligible. Love Hernan Perez. Tim Anderson versus Chacin's, 3,400. It's not a horrible look. Christian Arroyo's, 3,400. Tim Beckham, 33 versus Porcello. Brandon Crawford's only 33 versus Feldman. He might be activated tonight. There's a few guys getting activated tonight. Crawford's should be, hopefully, activated tonight. JD Martinez is supposed to be activated tonight. And I'm totally brain farting on the other one. I apologize for that. I had a third one, and I can't remember who it is now. I feel like an idiot. Andrew Romine of Detroit, outfield shortstop eligible. He's up to $3,200. He used to be like our $2,500 leadoff man value. He's gone up. DraftKings is just taking all the value out of these positions right now. Ryan Goings, left-handed bat against Bergman at 3K. If you want to punt that, you can. It's, yeah, the value is gone. They've taken it and run. It's pretty shitty, if I be honest with you. So let's head to the outfield. I mentioned J.D. Martinez is coming back. If I can find the third one, I'll let you know, but I feel like an idiot now. Bryce Harper, 5,600. Trout returned last night. He's 5,300. Mookie Betts is on fire, people. On fire. $5,200. Definitely in play. Yasiel Puig and Coors, 5K. Jock Peterson versus Chatwood, 4,900. Mentioned Bellinger. You got Aaron Judge at 4,800. Charlie Blackman at 4,800. Nelly Cruz went deep last night. He's 46. Benintendi batting cleanup at 46 is a great play. Springer at 46. I already mentioned Jay Bruce, as I'm in love with. He's first base outfield eligible at 46. Got Stanton versus Fulte at 46. AJ Pollock at 45. Mentioned Ian Desmond already. Got Kyle Schwarber at 4,300 versus Leake. Conforto's day-to-day. He left with, like, I believe it was a hamstring or a groin. See if he's in the lineup. He'll be a great play against Garza at $4,300. Without Conforto, that makes Garza a little more exciting, actually. Adam Jones, 4,200 versus Duffy. Justin Upton, 4,200 versus Shoemaker. Kay with a Chris Davis, 4,200 versus Cashner. Both in play. Gregory Polanco went yard last night. He's 4,200, but a lefty, so I'd avoid that. You got Matt Kemp, 4,100 versus Urena. Definitely in play there. Melky Cabrera, 4K against Chacin. Avisel Garcia, 4K versus Chacin, both in play. Melky went yard yesterday. Keon Broxton, 4K versus Harvey. He's on fire right now. Left-handed bat of Nomar Mazara. Lefties versus Hahn. Nomar Mazara, 4K. Billy Hamilton versus Cueto at 4K. Don't be scared off by that one. Mark Trumbo, here's a value for you. He's been swinging a hot stick versus the lefty Duffy. Trumbo's only $3,900. He'll be in a lot of lineups today. He should be chalky, and rightfully so. Corey Dickerson, $3,900 versus Porcello is a solid, solid play as well. Remember, make sure J.D. Martinez, he might be worth the play if he's active at 39. Shen-Soo Chu, another lefty. He'll be leading off usually against Hahn, $3,900. McCutcheon versus the lefty Corbin at $3,900. This little $3,900 range is looking tasty. Max Kepler at 38. Ben Gamble at 38 are both in play tonight. Brett Gardner at 38 if you want to fade McCullers. I'm not the biggest fade McCullers guy, but he is worse on the road than at home. So if you want to roll with the Yanks, they'll be low owned. Inciarte, 3,800 versus Urena is in play. Marcelo Zuna is only $3,800 and he is smashing the baseball right now. Alfaro is only 3,800, but that rain delay is very imminent. Seth Smith, no. Trey Mancini mentioned him at 3,700. Pilar at 3,700, definitely in play tonight against Bergman. There's Colby Rasmus, 3,700 versus Porcello. Rasmus is raking since returning from the DL. Ellsbury, $3,700. Mentioned Marwin Gonzalez. Curtis Granderson's a sneaky lefty against Garza. Will go low-owned. He's been not great this year, but the power's there in that ballpark at $3,700. Sneaky GPP play. Mentioned Hernan Perez already. David Peralta, $3,700 versus Glasnow. Adam Duvall, I'd avoid it, but it's not the end of the world, I guess. 37 versus Cueto. Robbie Grossman, 36 versus Tomlin. You got Cole Calhoun, 3,600 versus Zimmerman. Brandon Belt, mentioned him at 3,600. Lonnie Chisenhall at 34. You got Tommy Pham, 3,400 versus Butler is a little bit of value. Kiermaier has been struggling, but he's only 3,400 versus Porcello if he's hitting towards the top of the order. Tyler Collins is now batting in the middle of the order against Shoemaker tonight at $3,400. Definitely worth a look. He used to be another one of our value plays. Gone. As we go down the list, Aaron Hicks, 3,300 is always in play if he's starting. Hunter Renfro, potential homer at 3,200, but he's pretty cold these days. Dyer beware. Matt Joyce, 3,200 versus Cashner. Don't mind him at all. And we are really digging deep now because those were our value bats. Those were over 3K. So There's a few more coming up here. I remember from last night. So keep on being patient. Okay, maybe not. Maybe they did take everybody out of the good positions. Yes, yes, they did. Yep, let me double check. Yep. And we're good. We are good. Outfield is done. Wow. $3,200, our cheapest outfielder. So, yeah, there's not a lot of guys in the 2Ks tonight. There might be a few that pop up to me later when I look at some more stuff. But when I looked at it last night and again this morning, nothing. So there you have it. Pitching. Porcello, 9,700 versus Tampa Bay. Duffy, 8,600 versus Baltimore. Irvin Santana, 82 at Cleveland. Corbin, 81 versus Pittsburgh. Miguel Gonzalez, 8K versus San Diego. Feldman, 7,800 at the Giants. Bundy, 7,500 at Kansas City. Punts, Chacin, 6,600 at White Sox. Butler, 5,200 at St. Louis. They're all have their hiccups, potentially, in that one. But just buyer beware. Good matchups. Dodgers stacking. Dodgers against Chatwood. 5.21 implied team total. Dodgers definitely play tonight. Both lefties and righties. But, you know, Peterson, Bellinger, Grandal, Seager definitely headline that list. Diamondbacks with Glasnow, I love. In Coors Light, Glasnow is a mess. Lefties and righties are crushing him. Lefties are almost hitting 400 against him. That's why I love Jake Lamb, $4,600. You got Peralta. Then don't sleep on, obviously, Goldschmidt. And then Owings and Pollock as well. The Rangers versus Hahn. Lefties are at 360 off of Hahn this year. Rangers 4.84 implied team total. You know, Gallo, Mazzara, Odor, Chu, definitely all worth looks in that one. Love the A's tonight, 4.66 implied team total. Lefties hitting 360, righties hitting 346 off of Andrew Trashner. Yonder Alonso will be chalky, but he's a great play. Lowry, K with the Chris Davis, Steven Vogt and company. Red Sox versus Cobb, lefties are hitting 432 off of Cobb. Ben Nintendi. There you go. But Betts is on fire. Pedroia is on fire. Xander might be starting to swing, it looks like. Keep an eye on that lineup. But Benintendi, for sure. If you want to roll the dice with Pirates versus Corbin, you can. I like the Brew Crew versus Harvey. Brewers 4.53 implied team total. Lefties at 351 off of Harvey. Eric Thames, anybody? Eric Thames. Johnny VR. I still like Hernan. Perez. Look at Broxton. Couple good looks in the Brew Crew tonight. That game as a whole, you can stack. You can go Mets versus Garza. Mets 447 total. Lefty's hitting 364. See if Conforto's playing. But you got like Walker. Love Bruce. See if Cabrera's playing. Some good options. Jose Reyes. Good options on both sides in that game. Could definitely game stack that one. One of the higher totals on the board. Don't sleep on the Angels versus Zimmerman. I mentioned that loud contact off of Zimmerman. 447 implied team total. And righties are hitting Zimmerman at 382, where lefties are hitting 318. So right-handed bats, folks, you know who that is? Mike Trout, Albert Pujols. I mentioned Yunel Escobar earlier. You can go Marte, who might be playing first base with extra power in a GPP. There are definite sneaky options with the Angels. They will be well overlooked. They are the Angels, so they're like the A's to me. Would you be surprised if they put up a zero in a position like this? Never. But this is one of the better spots to utilize this team. Get some value out of them. Could be interesting tonight. Indians versus Santana, yeah. White Sox versus Chacín, okay. Marlins versus Fulte, I like a lot. Lefties hit 331, righties hit 327. Justin Bour, Stanton, Ozuna, definitely in play. And then look at like Realmuto. You can look at Yelich, definitely. Dietrich. Marlins are another sneaky stack tonight. A lot of teams are in play. When you look at those team totals I mentioned, you can go down the list. If you have any questions, always, always hit me up at BDintric. Check us out at TheSportsDGens. Check out the latest Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo, episode 11, just dropped yesterday. Really good stuff. We talked Matt Harvey. We talked MLB All-Stars. Did some over-unders for you fantasy folks out there. Five in the AL, five in the NL. That was fun. DL talk, bullpen talk, all the good stuff. Check out the UFC 211 preview podcast with myself, Doc at @positive_vig, and Dougie at @CaliforniaMMA. Always good stuff. Loaded MMA UFC card tomorrow night. UFC 211 in Dallas. I love their DFS slate. I'm going to load up on that one. You know, the price pools aren't the biggest, but the card is just awesome. I'll be tuned into that pay-per-view. But more importantly, let's get in some winning tonight in MLB DFS. Watch the weather, Philadelphia, Washington. Pitching, They're landmines, but they're avoidable. But let's make some money. May your screens be green. And let's cash tonight. And I'll be back tomorrow with some more MLB DFS Quick Hits. This was your Friday, May 12th edition. I'll catch you guys later.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.